Many of us spend a significant amount of time each day staring at a computer screen, but may not realise the effect it could have on our health. On the line to talk about computer vision syndrome is Dr. Jim Kokkinakis, optometrist for the eye practice in Sydney. Thanks for joining me, Jim.
Thank you, Randy.
Now, what exactly is CVS or computer vision syndrome? And when was it first diagnosed and what are the causes?
Look, computer vision syndrome has a fair history. It goes all the way back into the 80s when the PC first hit the desktop. And back then, I remember a lot of corporate entities were sending their employees over for eye screenings, and it was for people that were complaining about eye strain. So computer vision syndrome, part of it is actually straining of the eyes.
Okay. Who might be typically affected by CVS now?
Well, pretty well everyone. Yeah. Even though I see children now as young as 2 and 3 playing on iPads. Mm-hmm. And today I had a 90-year-old that is thinking of going back to university, and he's all excited that he can research on the computer. So the whole population.
Okay, now you mentioned eye strain in there. So say I'm an office-based worker, I stare at my screen most of the day. Mm-hmm. What types of other symptoms might I expect as a result?
Look, it's just general fatigue. Dry, irritated eyes is also a common one. And because it's computer vision syndrome, part of it is a strain of the eye muscle. You can even get eye ache and aches from it.
What about the long-term effects? Obviously, those are symptoms of something that that I guess could build up over time. But how about the long-term?
The long-term effects, I think, are probably more critical for the children, believe it or not. Their eye muscles are very pliable, and consequently, we have an epidemic of children now that have become short-sighted or near-sighted. In other words, their distance vision is no longer focuses properly, and they actually need glasses from that. And we think it's because that they're doing so much staring up close, and of course most of that is on the computer screen, that it rearranges the eye muscles and then it gives them poor distance vision. So that's the children. As far as the adults are concerned, and when I term an adult, I think it's probably a person over 25. They just get muscle fatigue, and they become less productive at work, get headaches, and just general fatigue towards the end of the day. So they don't really suffer any long-term damage, but they certainly can be unproductive in the workplace because of it.
Right. Time to take some action then. As individuals, how can we avoid CVS?
It's simple to say just don't look at a computer screen, but of course that's a stupid comment. We want to, because it's part and parcel of today's life. Mm. But I think, regular breaks, and if we can be a little bit more specific about that, getting about 10 minutes break every hour is appropriate. But an even smarter way would be to give us 2 minutes break every 15 minutes if possible. While you're doing that, you should be standing up, because part of computer vision syndrome is in fact backache, neck ache, and dry eyes. So standing up and stretching out is important. Blinking your eyes is important. Now, a key feature, of course, is what is actually the cause of the computer vision syndrome, and it's, of course, the computer screen. So I think looking at computer screen technology is something that's critical as well.
Okay, so obviously maybe there's a little bit of responsibility with manufacturers to ensure screens are more, the term that I've got here is ergonomic.
that's appropriate. And BenQ, of course, is I think a well-known brand, but they've really taken the lead as far as computer screen technology is concerned. The things that we know cause eye strain or computer vision syndrome is the flicker that computer screens have, but also a recent study this year came up with blue light that is emitted by these computer screens actually potentially can be very damaging, not only to the children but also to the adults. So screens that eliminate flicker and minimize blue light emission are, I think, very, very important to protecting us from computer vision syndrome.
Do you know much about how what BenQ have specifically done in their new monitors to avoid CVS then?
Yeah, I mean, they've taken the attitude that they're going to be looking at those two specific things, the flicker and the blue light, and what they've done is put it through virtually their whole range. If you want a computer screen now that hasn't got these two features, you have to specially ask for it. Okay. So their whole range now is incorporated.
And when you say flicker, I mean, and both the flicker and the blue light aren't something that you can actually stare at a computer screen and see. It's really a subconscious thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I mean, the odd person even can has been shown to get an epileptic fit from it too, for the flicker. So now, of course, not everyone, that doesn't happen to everyone.
Yes.
But certainly a small subsection of the population, that's an extreme response. But many of us are actually very sensitive to flicker. But I think all of us are sensitive to the blue light emission, which has been shown recently to damage the back of the eye. That's called the retina, and I thought all of us have heard of this term, macula and macular degeneration. So there's some thought that there could be a distinct link between blue light emission and macular degeneration. So that's kind of scary.
Okay. For anyone who has concerns about computer monitors, eye care, that sort of thing, what should they do, or who should they talk to?
Look, they need to go to their optometrist. The first thing they need is a good, accurate pair of glasses. If their eye muscles are inaccurate for the reading distance, they'll end up with excessive eye strain. They need to look at getting a computer screen that eliminates flicker and minimizes blue light emission. And basically those two things. And of course, get outdoors. You know, don't forget that.
You spend 5 minutes outside every now and then. Absolutely,
yeah.
Definitely worth checking out. Dr. Jim Kokkinakis, thanks for coming on Tech Daily.
Thank you, Dandy.